There we go. All right. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. All right. Let me see. No, hang on. I've got to turn ours on.
Call the meeting to order?
No, he's got to wait a second. I have to hit record again.
Selectman's meeting to order.
Okay. All right.
That's all we got.
Recording in progress.
Okay, the selectmen just called their meeting to order. The time is 6:16. I'm going to call the Stratton, this is the February 2025 school board meeting to order. And in person, here we go. Kent Young, town clerk. Allison Peterson, town treasurer. Devin Marcucci, school board. Melissa Walker, school board. Kelly DeLee Alaskan, school board. Myself, school board. Greg Marcucci, selectman, Boomer Walker, selectman, Al Dupell, selectman, that's who are present. Online, we have Heidi Russ from Wyndham Central, Joe Frigo, who is one of our board members, Meredith Block, our recorder, and Candy Bernard, our town lister. Okay, so, right? That's done. Yeah, okay. That was a lot. Number one, modifications to the agenda. I actually have several. Does anyone else?
No.
Okay. Off the bat, it should be noted that the Stratton School Board meeting is being held in tandem with the Stratton Select Board meeting. Number one, modifications remains the same. Number two is the same. Number three is the same. Number four is going to say is still discuss the fund balance, but underneath that, we have to discuss the lease agreement for the rec area. Number five is still review and sign the annual school district meeting warning, but under that, we have to have a discussion regarding article number 11. And in that, we will have a discussion with regard to the selectmen as well, or that will be sort of their section. Next, we will have number six now becomes cancel February meeting and schedule for the March meeting. Number seven becomes any other business that may come before the board, and then we'll do the executive session for the superintendent evaluation at the end so that everybody can leave because that has to be done privately anyway. And that will be the end of the meeting. So those are the modifications. Any questions? Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. Next, approve the meeting minutes from December 17th. Need a motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Kelly.
Second.
Thank you, Devin. Any, all those in favor? Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, those are good. Those are approved. Great. Meredith, do you usually tell Sue that those are no longer in draft format, or do I do that?
You do, but I can.
Okay, tell Sue. I just forgot. Sorry. Okay, review the order. There are actually two. Okay, so the first one, Meredith has both of these. Thank you, Allison, for giving them to her. There is a small one containing three checks here, so you can pass that around, and I will pass the other one around. So, borrow my pen. Sure, thank you. One thing to be noted, we did hear back from the state this month regarding a residency application that we had denied, and we defended up with the state. They gave residency to the Ivanov family, but when it came back, SMS is requesting payment for both this year and last year. And that was not on the table as far as I understood it when it went up to the state. So that's a point of clarification that we need from our attorney Hans to go back and just get that point of clarification. So since he did get approval for this current one that we just disputed, we should, in my opinion, pay that. We have to honor that. But I do want to, as Allison brought it up, she found it, of course, because she's amazing, question the payment of last year's tuition. So when you go through this, what you're signing off on is her having crossed out that first payment and approving only the second one. So that's what you're signing off on.
Allison, this is Bob. Do you want me to connect with Hans on that?
Please.
Yep, we'll do it. I'll CC you.
Thank you. That would be amazing. So wait a minute. This is going to be, Bob to talk to Hans. Sweet. And I have to say, Hans did a really, really nice job defending us with that. And that was sort of a surprise decision that came down. So definitely, it was we got our money's worth on that one because he did a great job. As that's going around, discuss the use of the fund balance to offset the tax rate increase. And that, I believe...
I don't know. If Heidi wants it or...
If Heidi wants it? Oh, yeah. That's Heidi, maybe?
So, Allison and I did... Or Allie and I spoke regarding the fact that the state has come out with a number of suggestions and visions for what's going to happen in school districts. In light of the concern that will happen in the next few years, well, 3, 4, 5 years maybe, the fact that your school board has accumulated $1.3 million in fund balance, I think, and Allie and I have talked, that it would be a good idea to use some of that fund balance for the current year as well as for the next fiscal year to buy down the tax rate and to remove some of the income revenue that is coming in and have it go to the town instead regarding the PILT grant and the lease that you're going to discuss about the rec center. So I have removed it from the revenue for FY26. It doesn't change your expenditure budget, so that information for your warning should all still be accurate, but it will use $288,000 of your $1.365 million to keep your tax rate at the 93 cents that it was for the current fiscal year.
Heidi, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we actually have 1.5 in reserve. We have the tuition reserve fund, and then we have the other fund balance that's not assigned at this point. So I think the two combined was closer to 1.5 million.
Yeah, you had 146,000 in the general fund.
Okay.
I do believe, and I sent you the fund balance, Allie, that you are currently going to deficit spend with your current year anyways.
Okay.
So yes, you have that 146,000 as well that I'm looking at out of the general fund from last year.
Okay.
Does that match what you...
Yes, that was what I had.
Yeah, asked. I was just referring to the tuition reserve fund, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yep.
So what are we doing here?
Well, can I
speak up here?
Yeah, go ahead, Kent.
Okay, just as a point, the selectmen on Monday night did transfer the PILT, decided to keep the PILT into the general fund, so that's taken care of.
Perfect. For the current fiscal year as well as next year, or the plan for next year.
Exactly. It's basically a vote, and it stays in the general fund for the town, unless they change their mind down the road. Sometime.
Okay. Great. So it will create more of deficit spending for this year. So what I told Allie was that I really need the board just to make a motion and to understand that, one, you'll be deficit spending because I think the auditors are going to want to make sure they have something in writing with the acknowledgement that that this decision was made with the board's planning and knowledge. And then I just want a motion also for the fiscal year 26 with the understanding that we are using $288,000 of fund balance to buy down the tax rate for fiscal year 26. Does that make sense?
So that needs a motion?
I would feel better about it just to make sure that we have something in the minutes.
And before you make that motion, the deficit spending for this year, if you guys approve this when you talk about the lease, we're also recommending that you waive the monthly rental fee for the rec area, which is $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If you make that change immediately, that would be another $50,000 of deficit spending, which would further spend down that large fund balance.
So should we wait to motion on the deficit spending until we talk about the lease and then go back to make that motion?
Well, this would affect the use of fund balance and would acknowledge the fact that you're intentionally deficit spending this year. So I don't know. I don't have an answer.
I think you might be right. Why don't you have the lease discussion, and then we'll just come back and do the both motions at the same time.
Okay. All right. Meeting logistics of this caliber are a little bit over my head, I'm going to be honest. So I'm going to work my way through this one. We'll figure it out as we go. So we need to have the discussion of the lease.
Okay.
which so, went somewhere.
If you don't mind, I'll address that for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so because of the potential changes that the state may make to the school districts and such, we wanted to cover a couple of things that we could. So anyway, so the first thing is an amendment to the lease agreement between the town and the select board. And this particular amendment makes two different changes. First of all, if there is a delay in the actual transfer of the property back to the town, then the work at the recreation area, which is covered by a potential grant that's in effect, needs a 25-year lease. So that changed this to a 25-year lease to cover that requirement by the state and the feds. This also then adds a change to, it gives the school board the ability to waive accepting the lease and lease payment. So number three of the lease agreement reads, rent and holding over. The lessee hereby covenants and agrees to pay leasor for the use of said described lands the sum of $120,000 per year, payable in monthly installments of $10,000 on a triple net lease basis. This is what's added. The leasor shall have the authority to waive rent from lessee in the event that the waiver serves the best interest of the town and the town school district. Those are the two changes. So I would recommend at this point that you get a motion to approve the change to the lease agreement from the school board.
Do we want to just get rid of the property and give it to you guys? Does that make more sense?
We're not. That will be happening, but at this point, because
this is where we want to be,
just in case that doesn't happen right away, what I was saying before,
then
it gives us a chance. What's going to happen here? Let me take another step backwards here. Is that in the at town meeting and the school district meeting? There's going to be votes. We've got an article in each of the warnings to agree. Have the voters allow for a transfer of that property.
Okay.
That can happen at any time, at some point in the future when it seems to be necessary. If everything falls through and it doesn't happen, then you'll still have the ability to hold on to it and collect the lease amount.
Okay.
So
we're just preemptively. We're covering
all our bases. We'll approve this amendment, and then we'll go ahead and get permission through the articles in the two warnings to do that transfer at some point.
So who signs this? All five
okay,
of us?
Okay, so what you need to do is get a have a vote and get an approval to do it, and then they give the chair
authority
to sign for that.
Okay, here we go. So I need a motion to approve the lease to approve said lease agreement as written and grant authority to the chair to sign off on it.
Yes.
Did you get that, Meredith? Are you good there?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. So I need that motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Kelly. Can I have a second? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Joe's out there in TV land. I didn't get an aye or a nay or a...
Yeah, I approve.
Okay, thank you. Motion carried to approve this amendment to the lease agreement and for me to sign it as the lessor.
Correct.
So moved.
Thank you. Well, Kelly actually moved. You're a step behind. You're just sorry. I think there's a lag.
And I believe if you guys would like to make the decision to waive lease payments immediately, now would be the proper time.
Now would be
the
moment to do that. So that goes back to our original discussion under number four. I signed that.
And if you don't mind, if we could just interrupt a little bit and coordinate with the selectmen for them to make the same motion and approval.
Yep.
So.
Sure.
Need a motion to approve the lease agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And Al will be able to sign that.
Okay, so that's all set. So then we have to move back into the top part of number four. And this, what's this? What do we say here? I didn't spell.
You are going
to... Go ahead.
You're going to make a motion to waive the rec area lease payments effective immediately.
Until
another... change is made down the road. I don't know what the
or until further notice. Correct. So we are making a motion to waive the monthly rec area.
With the understanding that this will result in deficit spending for fiscal year 25.
Okay. Meredith, here we go. Alice is going to say that again for you.
The school board makes a motion to waive the monthly lease payments for the rec area immediately, with the understanding that this will result in deficit spending for fiscal year 25.
Got that, Meredith?
We're waiving it too.
Indefinitely. We're waiving it indefinitely. Okay, I think it's being recorded, so she should be good. I need a motion to approve that, please. So, I'm going to give that one to that. Melissa. Can I have a second, please? Joe, you want to chime in here? Are you a...
Second.
We don't want to leave you out. Joe, okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you, Joe. Any opposed? Hearing none. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Okay. Motion carried for that. But then there's another motion here.
Well, okay. All we need, I think, at this point is just to have a mutual agreement between the two boards to include the articles for the transfer of the...
Sir, you are jumping ahead to number five.
I'm sorry.
yes. Yeah, we have someone from the WCSU doing the budget with us tonight.
If we just have a mutual, this isn't we don't need a motion or anything, just a mutual agreement. And then we can get out of here.
I understand that, but we still have an open item on the floor for number four.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just need to get through that piece first. Heidi, what was that thing right there?
I would like some sort of an acknowledgement or a motion. I guess I would like a motion for the school board to agree to use $288,000 of your fund balance reserve, tuition reserve fund, to buy down the tax rate for fiscal year 26.
Oh, and that includes the rec area number that we talked about?
Right. It's irrelevant. We have a budget that is going to be printed, and it doesn't include revenue because I've removed it. But I just would like, for future reference, a motion acknowledging that the board is planning to use $288,000 of your tuition reserve fund.
Okay. So we can go based off that. Can I get a motion for that, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Melissa. Is there a second?
Okay.
Thank you, Devin. Is there any discussion? All those in favor? Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay, so that gets us through number four. So now, Kent, you want number, this is Article 11 you want to discuss under this?
For your warning, just an agreement that you guys are going to include it. And if you do so, then we can move on and get our meeting finished up quickly and get out of your way.
So is it in here already?
It is.
Okay, so we just have, you want us to just approve the warning.
You don't have to approve that right now.
Okay.
You can if you want, if it was down your agenda a little ways, however you want to do it.
So we're just going
but
to...
If you, basically everyone seems to be in agreement that that's going to be included.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, for the selectmen, can I get a motion to approve the town warning for the March 4th, 2025 annual meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the board members will sign that. Can I get a motion to adjourn the selectmen's meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Selectmen's meeting is adjourned, and we will leave you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you. See you in March. Okay. So, what was Heidi? No, are we done? Are we done?
That's all I needed from you.
Oh, all right. So you're out.
I am, but can I get one clarification? I noticed that this is considered your February meeting, and you're not meeting until March. Does that mean you want all the bills to be held off?
So,
what do you want to do about finance?
Yeah, so we had to hold this meeting during, because Ken needs the warning signed in a specific time, so it didn't make sense for us to just meet now and then meet again on Tuesday. So we're not going to do February. If you can give us, we're going to meet on town meeting day, which is usually what we do. Can we have all of our stuff for then? And maybe by that point, too, Bob will have spoken with Hans, and we'll have clarification on that other piece of the SMS bill as well.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I will convey that. Yeah.
Because I tried to anticipate the fact that you wouldn't be signing checks in February. That's why you had an additional order.
Oh, that's the additional order. Okay. Yeah, so we had two orders for that reason. So she see how efficient she is? She anticipated it.
She is so on the ball. Don't ever lose her.
Yeah, I know it.
Although I'd steal her away in a millisecond.
Yeah, don't think about it, please. You can walk away from that one.